Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Attorney Don Luce, we're doing a double session with Attorney Luce. There's so much to cover today, so we've extended him for another segment. And Don, you were mentioning in our first segment with you that the legislature can move items right over basically to the ballot to let voters decide in November on a particular issue. And we've got another one, it looks like.
We do. This particular subject is one that is related to the litigation that we've spoken about on this show before, and that's the homeless population in Phoenix and Tucson. So just by way of background, about a year or so ago, a group of homeowners and business people in Phoenix filed suit against the city of Phoenix to force the city to essentially remove the encampment that they called the Zone, which was located downtown near the Capitol. And in order to do that, they needed to convince a judge that that constituted a public nuisance and that they were being essentially denied the use and enjoyment of their property by reason of the fact that hundreds of homeless people were doing things that they felt were affecting their ability to conduct business or enjoy their homes. And they got a judge to agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've spoken about on past shows, the city had until early November to essentially disperse the camp called the Zone, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
Which was an incredibly difficult task because there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were using that space as their permanent living space. So that happened in Phoenix, and then the same group of attorneys who litigated the Phoenix case wrote a letter to the Tucson City Council,
mm-hmm.
and said, you being City of Tucson, have a similar situation at Hendrick Acres,
mm-hmm.
and there are homeless people who are camping or living in the wash, the Navajo Wash, and we want you to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
The city did not, mm-hmm. and the homeowners and business owners filed a lawsuit in Tucson, which I believe is still pending,
mm-hmm.
Essentially seeking the same relief as the plaintiffs in the Phoenix case were awarded, mm-hmm. several months earlier. So now, fast forward to March, and we now have another ballot measure that is going to essentially expand upon the rights of property owners with respect to this issue and possibly allow them to seek a property tax refund if their city, town, or county fails to take steps to clear out encampments or stop panhandling or abate other nuisances created by homelessness.
Hmm.
It's pretty incredible, really, that a private property owner like you or I,
yeah.
Might be in a position where we could claim a tax refund.
Mm-hmm.
If,
because we had homeless people on the property? Or, yeah.
Well, and you would have to show that you had been negatively impacted by the illegal camping, mm-hmm. or loitering or panhandling. But under this proposal, you as a property owner would have the right to make the claim.
Hmm.
So you have,
wow.
the Phoenix decision, which came down in the fall, forcing the city of Phoenix to essentially remove all of the tents and other things that the homeless in that area were using, called the Zone. You have a lawsuit pending in Pima County,
mm-hmm.
asking essentially for the same relief. And now you have the legislature referring essentially a ballot initiative for the citizens to vote on that would expand upon that same concept. It would give property owners the right to request a tax refund. And as I mentioned before the break, this ballot referral is one of about 16 or so that is being considered by the Arizona Senate or House to be put onto the November ballot for citizen voting.
Boy, try explaining that one in very simple language on the ballot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, something like this would probably be dead on arrival.
Right.
At the governor's desk?
Yes. So this is sort of an end run around that anticipation.
Yeah.